There are many things in our environment that we don't really see. It's not that we're ignoring them on purpose, but they just blur into the background. If you are driving, you will pass dozens of utility poles without a second glance. They are part of the background. A group of fascinating organisms that fall into the same background blur are called lichens. In the Northwoods, you will find them on almost every tree and boulder. You may even find them growing on your house roof or siding. From my office window, I can see many lichen examples that range in color from green to white and range in size from a pea to a basketball. So what are lichens? They're not animals, even though the ones on trees may have bark, and they don't fit into the traditional definition of a plant. Lichens are a symbiotic combination of two or sometimes three organisms, a fungus and a photosynthetic algae or cyanobacteria. Symbiotic means that the relationship is beneficial to each of the organisms working together. When you hear the word fungus, you may think of the decay fungus rotting your back porch. That is certainly not a symbiotic relationship. The fungus may be getting the food it needs from the wood, but the porch is getting the short end of that stick. Lichens get their nutrients from air and rain. Lichens growing on trees are only using the tree as a growing platform. They are not consuming the tree for food. This makes sense because the same species of lichen could be growing on a rock with no food to offer. If we look at a lichen comprised of fungi and photosynthetic algae, what does each bring to the relationship? The photosynthetic algae bring the food. Since they are photosynthetic, they take light energy from the sun and convert it into chemical energy in the form of carbohydrates and sugars. The process begins with rainwater from the sky, carbon dioxide from the air, and light energy from the sun. It is the same photosynthetic process that trees and plants use. The fungi bring the growing infrastructure to contain and support the algae. In return, the fungi receive carbohydrates and sugars produced by the algae. In addition to the primary symbiotic relationship between the fungi and algae, a lichen or group of lichens form tiny ecosystems with many other organisms benefiting and forming a complex composite organism. Lichens grow in several shapes and sizes. Some have tiny leafless branches called fruticose form. I think these often look like tiny tumbleweeds. Others have flat leaf-like structures called foliose form. And some grow flat on the surface, peeling like paint, called crustose form. Since lichens do not have roots like plants, they have evolved to tolerate irregular or extended periods without water. I may only see green and white examples of lichen from my office window, but lichens come in many colors, including greens, blues, whites, oranges, and yellows, to name a few. It's estimated that lichens cover 6% of the Earth's land surface. There are about 20,000 known species of lichens worldwide, growing from hot, dry deserts to temperate regions like Wisconsin to the Arctic. Many of you may have seen photos of reindeer eating reindeer moss in the Arctic. Reindeer moss is not a moss, but a lichen. Lichens are pioneer species. Just like aspen trees may be the first tree species to be established after a forest disturbance, lichens may be among the first living things to grow on fresh, exposed rocks after a landslide. Lichens can be very long-lived. The long lifespan and slow, regular growth rate of some lichens can be used to date events, which is called lichenometry. This is not unlike how we can use tree rings, called dendrochronology, to date past weather events. Some lichens are very susceptible to air pollution and have been used as effective biomonitors of air quality. Since lichens do not have deciduous leaves that fall off in the winter, their structure is exposed to air pollutants year-round, causing accumulation of pollutants. Because lichens do not possess roots, their primary source of moisture and most nutrients is the air, making clean air important for the organism. In addition to being the primary diet for reindeer, lichens have had many human uses by many cultures. In some regions, lichens are a staple food supply or even delicacy. Two obstacles are often encountered when eating lichens. First, lichens are generally not digestible by humans. And second, lichens usually contain mildly toxic secondary compounds that should be removed before eating. This is probably why they're not found in your grocer's produce department. Lichens are also used as sources of dye, pH indicators, and other traditional medicines. So don't let lichens all around you in the Northwoods blur into the background. Take time to enjoy the many shapes and colors of this fascinating organism. For Field Notes, this is Scott Bovey from the University of Wisconsin-Madison's Kemp Natural Resources Station.